I think the three parties around this table live in fantasy land. They're all enthralled to the EU. If you're a member of the EU, you cannot control immigration. That means there's 500 million people have the absolute legal right to come and live here. Let's think about the EU. It's 28 countries. They have plans to expand into Turkey. That's 72 million people. Ukraine, that's another 42 million people. The EU is an expansionist empire.
I want an honest answer, please. What are you going to do with the bedroom tax?
Let's start with the Lib Dems. You're a party to it. Why?
I think we know why the bedroom tax was introduced. The bedroom tax was introduced to try and address some of the problems around social housing so that we could get people into the right size houses and free up room. I don't think it has worked. I would certainly personally fight to abandon it.
How will the parties protect defence sector jobs within the North West?
Lisa, she'll start.
We've pledged in our manifesto that when we form a Labour government, that we will have a strategic defence review. We will look at what is needed in this country to make us secure, to make us safe.
The Liberal Democrat manifesto has pledged to scale back the Trident programme. I know. My personal belief is that I don't believe in Trident. I would like to see the money that isn't spent on Trident be ploughed back into our conventional forces.
Conservative, Ian?
Yeah, well, we would wholeheartedly want to retain Trident.
As the panel may know, members of the public can sometimes have difficulty obtaining appointments with a GP. How will the panellists attempt to improve this while maintaining the drive to move appropriate services out of hospitals and into the community?
John Bickley, UKIP.
Well, we want to bring social care together within the NHS, and we've made a commitment to invest by 2020 an extra £12 billion into the NHS. That will give us another 20,000 nurses, 8,000 GPs and 3,000 midwives.
Labour are going to train 8,000 more GPs to try and deal with the shortfall in GPs. A lot of GPs are getting disillusioned and leaving the profession. And I think we need to do something to make it an attractive profession again.
The problem which was created with the GP was done by your party with the new contracts which were issued. You gave them more money, you gave them everything they wanted for, but you never actually said to them that they had to work extra.
We would want to open GP clinics from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at weekends to improve access. Having been abolished by Labour, we'll also restore named GPs for everyone. But I think the key point is this. You're not going to have a strong NHS without a strong economy.
Well, I'd like to know how any of you are going to stand by any of the promises that you're making about the NHS when you're all hiding behind the secrecy of trade agreements that you're doing in Brussels, like TTIP, CETA, BTIA. How are you going to keep your promises from privatisation?
You can go in any surgery and see the list of appointments that have not been kept.
Yeah. How do you propose that we deal with that, with cancelled appointments?
Yeah. Find them, really? Really, we find people?
Yeah. Well, let's ask that. If you don't keep an appointment, you get fined a tenner. Put your hand up if you're in favour. It's overwhelming.